the Mundus BlackRock billionaire. Larry Fink, founder and CEO of BlackRock, the world's giantest investment giant, is the latest addition to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. The world had 2,208 billionaires in March, according to Forbes, the 0.00003%. BlackRock's $6.3 trillion of interests include outsourcers like Circle International and G4S, which are cannibalizing the NHS and other public services. The firm employs former Chancellor George Osborne, architect of austerity, on £650,000 a year for just 48 days' work. Bolshevik banker? Is capitalism digging its own grave? Mark Carney, the Bank of England governor who earns £880,000 a year, worries it is. He says that thanks to automation, the internet and AI, you have exactly the same dynamics as existed 150 years ago, when Karl Marx was scribbling the Communist Manifesto. Carney told the Canada Growth Summit that Marx and Engels may again become relevant. They never stopped being relevant. The bosses just stopped paying attention. Kill or cure. You can only cure a patient once, and that's bad for business, says Goldman Sachs. The US investment bank's April report, The Genome Revolution, asks, is curing patients a sustainable business model? The potential to deliver one-shot cures is one of the most attractive aspects of gene therapy. However, such treatments offer a very different outlook with regard to recurring revenue versus chronic therapies. While this proposition carries tremendous value for patients and society, it could represent a challenge for genome medicine developers looking for sustained cash flow,